Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Further in the commentary of this hadith narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him this golden advisors, he was, Hazrat ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was only 10 years of age when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam advised him with these words. And we find in other narrations, other Sahaba, they were more younger also, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught them about deen. This teaches us to educate and guide our children regarding the teachings of Islam when they are young. From the time when a child is born and he has a little bit, he can start speaking. The first words we should try and teach the child is to say Allah. And then La ilaha illallah. We have child repeats that 7 times a day when he is young. And every day he repeats just 7 times La ilaha illallah. InshaAllah his mouth will come on Iman. It is also narrated that if the woman, those who cooking the food, they read 100 times Durood Sharif and blow on the food, great, great effect will come on the children. So this teaches us how to bring up our children, educate them Islamically. This is a very important aspect which also unfortunately we are very negligent of. The most we will think is when the child is to go to maktab, at that time to send the child to maktab. The ustad who is teaching the child is really doing us a favor. The real responsibility is of the parents. The parents are responsible, the ustad is doing us a favor, and the committee, the jamaat, etc., organizing the maktab system, it is also a great favor upon us that they are taking this responsibility. But then too, how much do we support them? For the smallest excuse, we keep them away from the maktab also. And the maktab they will go also, they will start usually at the age of 6, perhaps some places a bit earlier. But this teaching must start right from the time when the child starts being able to talk. And Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh of Pakistan used to say that we should teach the children while talking to them, like playing to them. The first thing we should teach them is the existence of Allah and the presence of Allah and the great qudrat and power of Allah. And there are many people who have done that, and those children grew up with those qualities. And they knew the existence of Allah, and any person who makes contact and has got a contact with Allah, then Allah Ta'ala's that great power is with that person. Just like a person is an ordinary citizen, he's in the country, but if he is a government man, he works with the government, the whole government force now is behind him. And he is now representing the government. So we also, if we represent Allah Ta'ala, we make our contact when we become of the group of Allah Ta'ala, the awliya, etc., then Allah's full forces are with us also. So we should endeavor that and bring that into our children. On the other hand, very sadly we hear that how mothers will put on the TV for the child to keep the child amused. And at the age of 3 already, it has been seen that mothers give the children an iPad, give them a phone to keep them occupied. We are taking them completely in the opposite direction. Or a mother will dose her child with some Panado syrup while she does what she wants to, let the child go and sleep and be in a daze all the time. Whereas more than the physical upbringing of the children, the physical nurturing of the children, the spiritual training is much, much more important. To teach them about deen, and from the time that they are small, they should be taught deen. And mashallah, there are still many parents, the first thing they teach the child when the child has just become of age of learning is Quran Sharif. No dunya's education whatsoever, only Quran Sharif. And when they have completed Quran Sharif, then only will they let them learn some dunya necessary things. And then those children grow up also with great qualities of Iman. And we in our environment can't even understand this. We can't envisage it, because we are so overtaken with the Western way of life, with the modern, the worldly things appeal to us. And deen has become not even secondary, but doesn't play a role also in our life. Deen is the most important. Such nurturing will ensure a firm grounding and safeguard them from the confusing ideologies and philosophies of the day. If those children are brought properly, in fact, Christian missionaries say that if you give a child to us at the age of 5 and they train the child, they say the whole life the child will remain a Christian. How they indoctrinate the child. So it is very necessary for us, our children, that we put the engrave Islam and Iman in their hearts and on their mind when they are still small. And it is a famous saying also that what is put in the heart when a child is small, nothing can erase that. That will remain with the child the whole life. So it's very important that we give time for our children. Today parents, both mother and father, are preoccupied with their own worldly pursuits, especially the phone. We have got no time for our children. And if we got, it is also some worldly things. We are giving them some toys, playing with them, some dunya things. But to teach them deen and bring deen into their lives, unfortunately that is hardly found in us today. And that is the most important thing. And then the paradox and irony of the whole thing, when we face problems, then we ask, how come these problems are coming? From where? Why Allah is giving us these difficulties? We prepare, just like one of my ustad said, we are planting weeds and then we expect roses to grow. It never happens like that. If we plant weeds, we are going to get weeds. And in the first place, nobody plants weeds. But with regard to our children, which is our biggest investment, more than all our other investments, our shops, our properties, everything, bank balances, our biggest investment is our children. And we don't look after this investment. We are very particular looking after the other investments. But the child, that investment who is going to carry our name and who will be representing us afterwards, this will be known as the son of so and so. And we are not worried of that investment. So that is the most important. And if not deen also we teach them, if we have got, we are adverse to that, then at least teach them good character, to speak the truth, etc., to be kind. But today we teach the children to lie. Parents will tell the children on the phone, just tell them that I'm not here. So the child has learned to make these false excuses and to lie. Unfortunately, these things are also very prevalent, whereas a Muslim and lying cannot go together. It's either you're a Muslim or you're a liar, one of the two. But unfortunately today this has become the art, and it has become the greatest achievement to be able to lie and be able to talk ourselves out of the wrongs that we've done and the problems that we land ourselves in. And then we feel it is a great achievement that by lying I came out of this. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and learn from this teachings of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and this one very important aspect, to teach our children, to teach them deen, and to teach them the basics of deen, the imaniyat first. And then Quran Sharif also. And then whatever worldly education is necessary for them, they can see to that later. But very basically, first their Iman, their Quran Sharif. And then we will see that these children won't leave us in our old age, they won't dump us in old age homes. But they will regard it an honor to serve us, to make our khidmat and look after us. And then we will see those children of ours, they are like beautiful roses, and we'll feel happy seeing them. Otherwise, today when we see our children, and in what direction, how somebody has become a drug addict, somebody is marrying some non-Muslim, somebody is living what filthy, dirty lives, and very sadly this has become in our society. And it has come with us. It is all our own doing that we did not bring up our children properly. Even now, if we try to start reversing it and try and bring deen into our lives, we will see the good results of it in this world, and much more greater than that at the time of maut. One very important and valuable dua for this is that at the end of namaz we should read the famous dua, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Oh Allah, grant us, give us as a gift from our children that they become the coolness of our eyes. Which means that when we see our children, we get great enjoyment and pleasure. And O Allah, let deen come into our lives and let us be the leaders of the righteous and the pious. May Allah give us tawfiq and correct our lives and this important aspect of upbringing of children. May Allah Ta'ala guide us in this aspect also. Wa akhiru da'wana.